This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. It's the top of the hour, and millennials, this next segment is especially for you, and it comes with a note of encouragement. This kind of a man on the street thing that was conducted where they were grabbing some anecdotal responses to a third candidate by the name of Karl Marx. And, you know, and I thought it was sad because these answers, I mean, you'll hear, are sincere. I mean, they really act like they know what they're talking about. Well, you know, for millennials, unfortunately, they have been given so much wrong information and have been indoctrinated in such a way that they have taken this democratic republic, this great American experiment, for granted. And they've heard that there should be apologies given to the world and to everybody else because of the exceptionalism of America. But I say, before you want to exchange the greatest government since God led Israel out of the desert, you might want to do some studying and make sure you understand what you're letting go of and what you're apprehending. If anything we've learned from the last 8 years, I would hope that you might be able to extract that from life experience. Thank you very much, the Obama administration. Listen to what these millennials had to say about the potential of Karl Marx as a third candidate.
What kind of people are supporting Karl Marx? Are those pretty tech-savvy, pretty smart, young adults?
People that value being involved with, you know, what's going on. People that are
the Karl Marx tend to lean towards the Karl Marx.
People that like to think for themselves. Yeah, exactly.
The free thinkers are the Karl Marx supporters.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Would you vote for Karl Marx over Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, then?
If I knew everything about Karl Marx, this is the first time I understood that he's coming to rise and he's trying to make a name for him.
As a candidate.
And I definitely got Karl Marx's name, and I will see and look into more that he has to say.
Okay. Please do.
Definitely.
Please
absolutely.
Do.
Yeah.
Do us all a favor.
Nice to
Thank
meet you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Be
Thank
safe.
You.
Are you excited now that Karl Marx has announced he's going to be running as a third-party candidate to challenge Hillary Clinton
from
and Donald
the grave.
Trump? Hold on.
Honestly, anything that takes Hillary Clinton to not get in office, I'm for it.
A lot of Bernie Sanders supporters now getting behind Karl Marx now that he's going to be running as a third party. Do you think?
Oh.
Hold on.
Quiet. I don't know anything. Okay.
Obviously.
Okay. Yeah. I don't care.
She's trying to educate.
Hold on.
A lot of people are upset about the two current political choices, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. A lot of support now for the third-party candidate, Karl Marx, who is announced he'll be running as a
Marxist, correct?
Party.
Yeah. a little communism action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it before. You're the guy who makes people look dumb.
I don't make anybody do anything.
I know. You know, you're right. I know.
I don't know his point, so, but I'm willing to see.
To learn about Karl Marx?
Yeah.
You never learned about him in school or anything?
No.
No. No.
So.
Did you go to school?
I did.
You did. Did you graduate from school?
I did.
Oh, you did.
I did.
Still never heard of Karl Marx?
Nope.
The Economist?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Are you going to be supporting Karl Marx now that he's announced he's running as third party to challenge Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in the two-party system?
That would put me as undecided because I've never really looked into his policies.
Karl Marx policies?
Well, some of the stuff that he stands for. Like some of the point of views or some of the...
Well, he's very popular amongst the Bernie Sanders supporters, a lot of celebrities. President Obama has taken his economic advice from Karl Marx. So do you think that you'd be considering voting for him as now that he's running as an independent?
I don't know. I'd have to look into it, my friend.
A lot of Bernie Sanders...
You gotta listen to the girl in the background. He's dead. I tell you, we laugh about it, but I gotta tell you, you know, it makes you wonder about the future of America if we don't wake up. We're on the wrong track. Let's do something about it, America. Bill Martinez here. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hello, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Hey, get involved in the conversation, will you? Let us know your thoughts. Drop me an email. Don't hesitate. It's not going to hurt my feelings, good, bad, or indifferent. We definitely need to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, have you heard about this? Will they Texit? You know, like Brexit? That is a recent, according to a recent poll conducted by Public Policy Polling, the PPP, as they say, they found that a majority of Texans, 3 out of 5, support seceding from the nation if Hillary Clinton wins the presidency. You heard that right. 3 out of 5 Texans say, hey, we're out of here. I mean, right now, you got 1 out of 5. They just want to, you know, secede from the union on any day, you know, that ends in Y. That's just the nature of Texans. That's okay. But they're saying Hillary is definitely the tipping point. You know, just something to talk about and be aware of. That's what some people are saying. I mean, after all, I think Barbara Streisand had threatened to move out of the country if George W. Bush was elected. But last time I checked, I think she's still in Malibu. What can I tell you? Hey, Andy Gauss is with us right now. He's one of America's foremost experts on the history of U.S. currency, the president of SDL Numismatics in Hawthorne, New Jersey, a member of the American Numismatics Association, the author of The Secret World of Money, and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. Yes, you look shocked. What do you mean? Why do you look shocked? Uncle Sam Cooks the Books, okay? And Andy Gauss is going to break it out down again. And the question that is before us here, in terms of making America great again, Andy Gauss, is it possible, really?
Sure it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got there in the first place. It's just that we drifted away from our roots.
Mm-hmm. Andy, I will say this. It's good. You know, it's been a while since you and I have talked, and I've always enjoyed our conversations and your insight and brilliance and what you have to, you know, share with us. I often say that if you want to know what somebody or something, a corporation or an entity like the U.S. government, if you want to know what they will do, look at what they've done. It's in our DNA. We have done this. So I agree that there is that chance, you know, to do that again, because we have an idea of what it looks like, don't we?
Indeed, we do. You know, the American plan, the United States first started out with a central bank that was partially owned by we the people, and strong protective tariffs. That was the Coast Guard was the first service. Their Coast Guard cutters would patrol the coast, and anyone who brought goods to the United States to sell had to pay a tax, or they couldn't bring it in. The idea that we maintain a very efficient market with standards and then allow other people to use it without paying for it is, it's absurd.
Especially when you consider that when the ships are going in the other way, they're not about to let us go into their ports without any kind of exchange of, right?
Yeah, you got that right. Absolutely right. In fact, that's the problem with this so-called fair trade. I had a chicken producer in Arkansas tell me that chicken feet are a real delicacy in China, and we don't use them for anything, whereas the Chinese will take a chicken, cut the feet off, and throw the rest of the chicken away.
Go figure.
We do the opposite. So somebody said, hey, why don't we send them to China? Free trade, right?
Right.
Well, we got one container of frozen chicken feet into China. The second container was subject to 130% tax on imported poultry parts. So they don't play fair. And, you know, anybody who's ever invented something and then somebody tells them, well, you can have it made cheaper in China. Okay, take that spinning mop bucket thing that that lady invented. And she sent it to China to get made. They stole the idea, created a duplicate, and flooded the market with cheap imitations. So the theft of intellectual property is something that is rampant in China. And, again, we don't do anything about it. So, yeah, fair trade is one thing, but that's not what we have.
Right.
And most certainly it's not free.
Well, in a conversation with Governor Huckabee years ago, you know, I talked to him. I said, when did fair trade become unfair trade? And, you know, silence. You know, all I heard was crickets at that point. And, you know, Donald Trump is right. At least he's calling the question. If you remember, Henry Ford once said, if you say you can't do something, you're probably right. And this is what the government is telling us, is that, you know, it's non-negotiable. You know, we
right.
can't construct a wall on our border and have Mexico pay for it. That's mean-spirited. And there's no way that's going to happen. Well, you're probably right with that kind of attitude. But if you're at least asking the question, and, I mean, after all, you're dealing with the deal maker himself, Donald Trump, he's going to ask the question, and does America now have a better chance to be successful with Donald Trump as the CEO of our country versus somebody who is traditionally bowed to convention and put America behind the eight ball and on the losing side?
Well, I think it's a simple argument. It's a simple distinction. You're either a nationalist and you believe America first and American interest first, or you're a globalist and you believe, you know, we stand in line with everybody else. I'm a nationalist. I love America. I love everything about this country. And I'm all for the wall. I also want to put a gate on the wall. And if somebody wants to knock on the door and say, hey, I want to come in. I want to be an American. I want to swear to uphold and defend the Constitution. And I want to get in the pool with you guys and be an American. Well, come on in.
Exactly.
But the idea that we should just leave our gates open, have no gates, and people can just walk in and treat this country like the garbage dump that they do, and then leave and go back to their home country. And they always refer to themselves as something else, you know, that my country, my country. Well, aren't you standing in your country? No.
Right.
You're not, are you?
No.
And you have no allegiance to this country. That's the problem with the immigration idea. Now, if we just forget the wall for a minute, though, and forget the tariffs, whichever state you live in, I live in New Jersey, and next door in New York, they put an income tax in that's 12%. And here in New Jersey, it's only 8%. Well, don't you know that people from New York started moving to New Jersey?
And they do a lot more shopping in New Jersey as well.
That's right, because we don't have a sales tax on clothing. So
the
tax policy will definitely influence the way people behave. So in the United States, our corporate income tax, corporations pay up to 39% of their income in tax. However, in Ireland, they only pay 12.5%. And anything made in Ireland can be brought back to the United States free of tariff. So let me ask you, you're a corporation. Are you going to stay here and pay 39%? Or are you going to get up, take your jobs with you, and move to Ireland, where you only pay 12.5%? Of course, we all know the answer.
Exactly.
It's what Ross Perot referred to as the giant sucking sound. So not only are our jobs being moved offshore, but all of our big corporations are looking outside the borders and saying, why are we staying here? And this is what has happened to the United States. Now, Donald Trump's plan says that he wants to cut the corporate tax rate to 15%. Well, that puts us below just about everybody in the developed world. Where do you think all the corporations are going to move to then?
Without
right
a doubt.
Back into the United States, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have to
bring jobs with them.
Right. We have to incentivize the right behavior, and that's what Donald Trump is open to, instead of the old policies, which Hillary Clinton says, that she's going to follow and reinforce. Andy Gauss has been with us. He's the author of The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks the Book. Andy, always good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Getting America back on track.
It's a lie!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
It would seem that the voice of those Democrats have been muffled. That is not part and parcel of this new Democratic Party, no doubt about it. And there's many within the Democratic Party that are absolutely heartbroken. And if you think not, and you think that the party is still on track, take a look. Take a look at the party platform. See what they pass. Just how progressive, how socialistic it is. But, you know, why not? You know, we've had a generation of young millennials that have been indoctrinated on socialism. And somehow they think it's okay. You know, like Dr. Nima, who was on with us earlier in the week, I highly recommend his book to you. This will open your eyes that, you know, Bernie Sanders and the likes of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, they look at, you know, Nordic socialism and think it's all that and a bag of chips. But, you know, they're not seeing the total picture. That's why Dr. Nima says, give me 5 minutes. Let me explain to them. I can explain to them in 5 minutes what they're missing here. You know, socialism has actually hurt, you know, Sweden and Norway and Denmark. It hasn't helped them. In fact, it has affected their performance levels in a downward trend, not in an upward trend. And he says what has been the strength of, if you want to say, and I think it galls him a little bit to refer to it as Nordic socialism, but, you know, for lack of a better term, it is what it is. But he says what's at the very heart is the culture of the people there who believe in hard work and they're principled. And, you know, so you put those two things together, and he says that has been the heart and soul of the political process in these Nordic countries. And it has worked in spite of socialism, that there is some, you know, free market benefits and free market activity that still exists. It's not total, but he said really what they're missing and they're not observing because they don't want to see it doesn't fit their agenda, and that is the absolute culture at the heart of the culture of the people there, is that they still believe in self-responsibility and hard work. And here we are, we're squashing that, and we don't want people to be self-responsible anymore. You know, we have this growing entitlement class, which is what the elites need in order for them to survive at the base of what holds them up and sustains their electability is a class of people that looks to them that is totally dependent on them. And this is the problem that we have here in America, is we want to be free, but we've got too many numbers. We have such a large group, a number of people that are entitlement-minded. So what are they going to vote for but for more entitlements? And they think that somehow the government has this checkbook that is... you know, there's just no way that it's going to fall short. That, you know, the government has checks. And so, like, one dear friend of mine, I can tell you, his wife, she had this mindset. I mean, it was incredible. And it's kind of hard to think of it because the way she grew up, she was, you know, she came from a very poor area out of the hills of Virginia. And she found herself, because she's a very beautiful woman, very striking, and she was married to a friend of mine who was founded his own company. But she had the mindset that as long as she had checks, there had to be money. You know, and so she had plenty of checks, and so it was his job to make sure there was money in the bank or they were going to be paying bank charges all the time, because she just thought, no, I got checks, there's money. It's irrelevant. And I look back on that, and I remember being at an event where several of us were talking around the table, and she really introduced this, you know, said, well, this is her thinking. And we all kind of laughed about it and got a kick out of her perspective, and she kind of looked at us like we're a bunch of aliens, that she did not understand why we would think that, you know, checks did not necessarily equate that there was money in the bank account. But sadly, here we are, fast forward, this was probably 25 years ago, fast forward today, and a lot of the kids, particularly the younger generation, which is astounding to me because they're the ones that are getting pounded. They're the ones that are dealing with, you know, $1.5 trillion in student debt. They're the ones that look at their check and they get their checks from their work and they go, like my daughter goes, Dad, what's all this money the government's taking over? And what's this? What's this Social Security? I said, well, that's something you're probably not going to get. You're just paying for me to support me because the government wasted the money. She goes, well, isn't that a Ponzi scheme? Well, yeah, it is. But, well, what can we do about it? Well, I said, until maybe some well-meaning attorneys take out a class action suit against our government to support your interest, you're going to be tattooed. You're going to pay into something And you might as well manage that expectation. It's not going to be there. Because this is what we're realizing, is that the government, you know, thank you very much, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and that administration and that, you know, that time in Congress where they opened up the lockbox and got into the money. And they have misappropriated our money. I'm talking about Social Security. And now they have the gall to say, well, you know, hey, in order for it to survive, we've got to do all this funny math if we're going to extend it. And so instead of getting it at 65 or 66, now it may be 67, and they're going to start the slow creep up. Because, you know, part and parcel, when they established that the truth be known about Social Security, you know, these guys, they never thought Americans would live this long. They really didn't think they'd ever have to pay. It's kind of like what's happening with some of the, you know, some of these insurance companies. When they have you take out a death benefit, they figure, well, hey, either you're going to forget about it, which a good number of people just naturally, you know, they pay into this, you know, this death insurance, which I thought was kind of interesting. You know, you put insurance on dying, but anyway, you pay into it, and they think, okay, well, you're beneficiaries are going to forget about it. If you're like most people, we just kind of put those documents, lock them in a safe somewhere, and sometimes we're just not organized enough to where, you know, our survivors have that information to where they can, you know, go back to these, you know, these agencies and these insurance companies, say, hey, pay up. And, you know, they're what they do is they figure out a way that they know that you've died, but they're not about to close and pay up. They just keep it on the books and just say, well, you're not paying your premiums anymore. So you're not paying your premiums. So what they do is let that process run out to where whatever benefit it was to be rewarded is now absorbed with these unpaid premiums. Because in the small print, they say they can do that. I mean, is that okay with you? I mean, does that make sense? I mean, with the kind of thievery that is going on, I mean, that's what it comes down to. You know, people aren't being served correctly. They're being cheated out of their funds. Why not? But this is the culture that exists at every turn. So, and it starts with our government. And if you think that, you know, being truthful doesn't matter, that serving the constituency doesn't matter, that it's all okay, that somehow we just should grade it on the curve and accept the fact that, you know, well, politicians are greedy and they steal from us and that's just the natural course of business, so get over it, don't lose any sleep, that's just what happens. Well, if that's what you accept, then the Clinton Foundation, all the stuff that Hillary is doing, and I say, you know, Hillary's only part of this. I mean, how much deeper does it go in our government? I mean, Hillary would not be operating at this level if somebody else wasn't, you know, beneath her doing as bad or doing what they can. And we already have been, you know, been told of all kinds of abuses in our government, whether it was with Senator Coburn, who we missed tremendously because he was calling him out with his annual waste book report. But there were other things that happened. Peter Schweitzer, in an earlier book, Throw Them All Out, cited all the which should have been a natural ethics issue, but surprisingly, even the ethics committee for our Congress said it's kind of okay for senators and for congressmen to do insider trading, to take advantage of the inside information and make money. It was okay. And it's only in recent history that they finally decided that, nah, maybe it doesn't look too good. Maybe we shouldn't do that. But you imagine over the years how much money they made in the service of our country. And then on top of that, they still went and cashed their paycheck every month. Can you believe it? Well, don't you love the American way? No wonder you're frustrated. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Fresh and live every day from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. We're coming to you from Kauai, Hawaii. Yes, it's early because Hawaiian time is 3 hours, yes, even earlier than the West Coast, 3 to 6 every day from Hawaii. Good to be here and great to have you along with us. Bob Kern is with us right now, an award-winning author for his We Were Soldiers 2 series. Now, due to the overwhelming support and response from other Cold War veterans, his first book has turned into a Cold War documentary series telling the history of the Cold War from the perspective of the veterans who served during this critical time in history. Bob Kern, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Just fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you here, Bob. I got to tell you, last night I was took a break from the Olympics. I was overwhelmed with Olympic information. I needed a break, and I was able to tune into some story on Ronald Reagan. And of course, he ushered in the end of the Cold War, and it was really fascinating to remember, even from that period of time, what was going on, how it shut itself down. But I was thinking about that as I was watching it. I was thinking in terms of, you know, our conversation that we were going to have this morning about the soldiers that were, you know, part and parcel of the Cold War and what they went through.
Yeah, and I was actually a soldier for his entire term in office, so I got to see firsthand his effect as a president on ending the Cold War.
Well, as that, and you know, we will say right off the bat, thank you, you know, for your service, and especially during that time, you know, give our audience a perspective as a soldier during the Cold War, what you had to endure.
For those of us that were stationed in Germany, we all were within an hour of a place called the Fulda Gap, which is where the Soviets had amassed their units on the border and would have come through had they attacked or ever wanted to move across into Europe. And we had to live every day to be ready for that, but we also had to live in fear that nuclear weapons would come to play, because that was such a big part of the Cold War during the 80s was the nuclear buildup on both sides.
Well, I remember in school, I mean, and even back in the 60s, Bob, where, you know, we were jumping under desks. We were preparing ourselves, even as young people in school in the 60s, you know, these nuclear drills, you know. So, you know, yes, though it carried in the 80s, I mean, still in the 60s and 70s, it was very evident.
Yeah, it was back then, because we knew so little about the Soviet Union, and states, a lot of people actually were building bomb shelters in their backyard in the 60s mm-hmm. and 70s, because there was fear of the Soviets actually attacking us here. But as the Cold War progressed, it became more evident that the Soviets were more interested in pushing into other countries, as we saw in Korea after the Korean War. They were very influential with the Chinese and the North Koreans at the DMZ. And then, you know, Grenada and lots of other places, the Soviets became more and more active. And so that threat became more of an issue in Europe, that they might try doing what Hitler did. And if, for those that remember World War II, he was able to conquer Europe pretty quickly. And so mm-hmm. that gap in that area in West Germany became kind of a critical point in the 80s, when we really were concerned about the Soviets coming across the border.
Exactly. Well, America has been accused of nation building, but that seems to be more the heart of the Soviets, where, you know, they were going to grab whatever, you know, whatever land they could grab, and take advantage of any kind of disruption and chaos, which they did historically.
Yep, they sure did, until President Reagan came in office, and he pretty much said no more.
Mm-hmm.
And he built our military up, gave us the things we needed, got everything modernized. I saw a lot of that during the 80s, the new equipment and technology coming in. And he brought back an essence of power to the United States that really stopped the Soviets cold in their track, because they were scared of him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if the truth be known, because of what Ronald Reagan did back in the 80s for our country in terms of peace to strength, America has been drawing benefit off that, and we've been living on it, you know, since then. We've been now with this current president, who has cut back our military levels, resources, and equipment, and that to, you know, some would argue pre-World War II levels, it leaves us quite vulnerable, don't you say, Bob?
Oh, I agree 100%. And I think Germany and some of those countries are a good example of why we stayed behind and we helped these countries recover after a war, and we helped democracy thrive, because we're seeing very clearly what happens in the vacuum that's created once the United States pulls out of an area. Such as Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, Dinesh D'Souza, in a previous documentary, asked the question, what if? What if America was not on the scene? Of course, he went back, you know, to our pre-American Revolution days, and, you know, what the world would look like. And we're kind of seeing this a little bit, getting a little bit of a preview, a microcosm, I might say, of what the world would look like without America, because there, you know, we're seeing the global impact of this country receding and putting our allies to question our loyalty and emboldening our enemies. You know, as Marco Rubio said, and he said it quite eloquently and right on spot, is that our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us. So we've come a long way from the end of the Cold War and the strength that America showed to other nations, and the peace that it generated as a result thereof.
That is so true. And in fact, a lot of us Cold War veterans believe we're seeing the Cold War start itself all over again, with the boldness of a lot of the Russian activities that we're seeing around the world. Just a lot of things are starting to happened that's happened early on in the Cold War when we weren't as active. So, yeah, a lot of us think that the Cold War is beginning to rear its ugly head again.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bob, you served as Ronald Reagan was commander-in-chief. Give us some insight in terms of his leadership and how the military perceived themselves under the guidance and leadership of Ronald Reagan versus what the military perceives themselves as being today in this 21st century under one Barack Obama.
Well, I think if you check through the history, you'll find, number one, that nobody badmouthed the nation, or the soldiers would never dream of second-guessing their commander-in-chief until this current administration. Ronald Reagan, with his boldness and his willingness to go toe-to-toe with the Soviets, was loved by most soldiers. Mm-hmm. And I think it's that's a very fair assumption. And I saw firsthand in Germany and at Fort Knox and even in Hawaii, where you're at now, I was at Schofield Barracks when they converted the military over to light infantry. None of us would have hesitated to have gone to answer that call had Ronald Reagan sent us somewhere, because we believed in our president and we loved America, and that's what we were there for. And,
right.
You know, I just, it really bothers me now to see so many military people speaking out against the president and the policies, no matter what your thoughts are. And we, a lot of us know we've muddled our foreign affairs, but mm-hmm. you didn't see that kind of stuff in the past because we had a lot of respect for our commanders in chief. President Kennedy was a Democrat, and he had the same support from the military that Ronald Reagan did.
Exactly. Well, there is certainly a distinct pride and sense of service that the military hold, and it is disheartening when we see that our commander-in-chief is not living up to the challenge and is not being the leader that he needs to be for the other soldiers who are putting their life on the line. Bob Kern, welcome, and congratulations to We Were Soldiers 2. Great series. This is Bill Martinez live.
Take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com. Today.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I think you get the picture. It is me, Bill Martinez. Welcome back. We're playing, of course, a little Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons because it's the perfect lead-in to our next guest, April Kirkwood, as I'd mentioned to you, has an incredible story that is going to change the way you look at rock bands, and also that April will encourage you to believe that there's always hope. And she has the story. It's her personal story. Quite revealing, and it had to open my eyes wide open because I have understood the Jersey Boys and Frankie Valli not to be anywhere close to a story quite like what April is going to be sharing with us. April Kirkwood, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. Perfectly wonderful, and it's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, your story now is that you're a well-known relationship expert and public speaker, well-known for her infamous love affair with musician Frankie Valli that started at an early age. And I know our audience is going to be shocked, you know, that it started, your relationship with Frankie started when you were just 8 years old, right?
Correct. I went to see him, and for some reason, I didn't know at the time, there was a connection. And as I grew and grew, we continued to see one another. And at one point, I decided that he was the one I was going to give myself to. And from then on, it was a three-decade relationship on and off between our own personal relationships that we had stayed connected on some level.
Yeah, and your relationship with him, which I guess at that turning point you were about 16 years of age, where now we start getting into a romantic relationship, and at that point, what are we talking about, 20, 25-year age difference?
Yes, he was, I believe, 37. He was born in 34. I was born in 57. You can do the math there. And I went to see him. I had gotten my license, and my parents let me go by myself. It was very near to our home. And he had gone to Stamp Auditorium in Youngstown for years and years. They felt very comfortable, had known him. I walked in. He untangled my necklaces and walked up to me with that charm. And every Barbie and Ken dream I had ever had became a reality, and it flipped. The relationship flipped. He asked me after the concert to I could sit backstage and then go to the Holiday Inn. And they mentioned the Holiday Inn quite often in their Broadway show and going through Ohio. And from then on, I was very committed to listening to him both as a father and as a romantic interest. And some of the best advice I ever got on some level was from him. And I do always think of him more as a father image. It just became very convoluted for me.
Well, it had to be very confusing for you. I mean, you're 16 years old. Wow, you're still learning life, and you're involved with somebody who's a star and, you know, everything that goes along with stardom and his celebrity, and you're taken up in all this. And wow, I mean, talk about learning life in the fast lane. How do you do that?
It was, and the sad part about it was it continued. I let go of some very, very wonderful relationships and men who were interested in me because they didn't fit the Frankie Valli mold. I picked up with some very bad rogues that had some of the qualities that fit in my mind, that picture. And I had a little breakdown. I saw Jersey Boys, and I just sobbed through the whole thing, realizing that I was nothing to him, but he had been everything to me. And then I went backwards, and I went deep inside my core, my spirituality. I'd always been raised to believe that God loved me, and I did the work. And that's what's important about this book. And I connected my spiritual needs from a concept of imprinting, where like ducks imprint upon the first thing they see when they're born. There are certain developmental times all of us, men and women, imprint on what we think love is.
Right.
Frankie was my imprint.
Right. Well, and that's why, you know, God tells us to renew our minds on a daily basis. We were just having this conversation that there is a renewing that needs to take place versus what we experience in life and what God intends for us. And it seems like you went through that process. Now, as we stated here, your romance with Frankie Valli, and I hesitated. I got to tell you, April, part of me hesitated in playing some of the Frankie Valli music. I thought, you know, my heart was out to you to say, I mean, I hope she understands the context. I didn't want to bring up anything here, and it sounds like you've matured to the level where you hold it in perspective, and maybe when you hear a Frankie Valli song, you know, like you say, you probably relate to him and some of the advice and probably hold to some of those good things that relationship gave you and hold on to some of those golden nuggets and some of the advice that he gave you that may be still valid. So it seems to me that you haven't gotten to the point where you want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak.
No, and that's what I want to share with everyone. Even the worst of experiences are here presented to us to offer us good things. I mean, to me, life has come down to nothing more than the process of returning to love. Mm-hmm. God's love, the love for ourselves. We're all so vulnerable, and yes. We're also, we let ourselves be filled with self-loathing, and that's not necessary. I don't think God is angry at us. I think he looks down upon us and says, come on, love yourself a little more. See this. Don't go on auto. Don't go to sleep by what the world is selling you.
Exactly.
Don't buy into the cheapness of it all. You're much grander than that. And I even learned after I wrote the book, I renew myself every day, and that's beautiful that you had some insight on that. But I also thought, why did I love him? He represented something that I wanted. I wanted my family to adore me. My family's from meager means, a chicken farm in Midwest Ohio, no money. I wanted to take them to a place where they would admire my life and I could give them, in their eyes, what they saw in me. Mm-hmm. And they loved me. I was the firstborn, and you know how that is. And
yeah.
They loved me. So I have been such a wonderfully filled with love that I think I wanted Frankie Valli to kind of help me identify with that kind of success. But you should never look at somebody else to fulfill what's lacking in yourself. That's why a lot of wealthy women who don't work, I know that I see them all over and they're unhappy because they can't identify themselves with their husband's success. They need that creative torch inside of them. We all do. And we all need to fill that hole to feel content and one with spirit ourselves.
Exactly.
It's a self-job.
Well, for you, as your romance, continued with Frankie Valli, really turned that corner, as we said, at the age of 16, continued on for a couple of decades. Frankie Valli had been married a couple of times. He had other relationships and that sort of thing. You know, this had to be, so troubling for you because you have a sense of what real love is all about. And somehow you had hoped that maybe it could be realized in one Frankie Valli. But then you had to come to that, to answer the question, if that relationship with him was really real and if you could truly find fulfillment with Frankie Valli.
Right. It was real for me. It was never real for him. I see that. And I sabotaged all the other relationships. It really affected all of my romantic commitments and journey with other relationships and other men in a bad way, because I still in the back of my little mind had that 7-year-old telling me to, it's Frankie. You've got to have Frankie. And that was never to be in this lifetime. That was never to be part of my history. I was never going to be Mrs. Valli for whatever reason. It wasn't meant to be. And coming to terms with saying goodbye and rejection is never easy for any of us.
Exactly. Now, have you had any conversation with him since?
No. You know, before I wrote the book, I had made an essay of what the book would be, and I did try to reach out to his booking agents. There were two of them, and I got no response. I tried to find him on Facebook, and I got nothing. I did have a terrible experience. He came back the week the book came, and he played right across the lake from where I live, and I went to see him. Mm-hmm. And you would have thought Hillary Clinton was there. There was so much security around him.
Mm-hmm.
And people said to me, are you the girl with the book? You're not getting close to him.
Wow.
And he could have turned this around to be a healing. I think I reminded him probably in retrospect of one of his daughters, of his children, or of, and it got twisted for him. I can't speak for him, but we're all humans and we have biological needs and cravings. And I think it could have been really magnificent.
Exactly.
For him and I.
Well, April, we're out of time. Congratulations on the book, and thank you for sharing.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some...